Bettering your business takes working with the best. With the James Hardie Alliance, you gain access to leads, training, networking, and support from the number one brand of siding in North America. Achieve new levels of success by joining the James Hardie Alliance today.
This is the most feminine thing you can do, and that is being authentic to who you actually are. When it comes to authenticity, you shouldn't have to try to be authentic. You shouldn't have to try so hard to be feminine. If you are a feminine energy being, then you just have that energy in you. You don't have to put in so much effort to try to get it. In fact, the more effort that you put in, the farther away you are from feminine energy, the farther away you are from your true authenticity. The fact that you are trying means that you are not being yourself. You're not being true to your feminine energy. You're not being true to who you actually are. Be yourself. Authenticity is the most feminine thing there is, because the fact that you just simply do not care what anyone else thinks, or maybe you do care, but you don't allow that caring to then change your actions, you're still going to show up every single day being who you truly are. That is going to make you so magnetic, because when someone shows up as themselves, you are vibrationally just vibrating higher. Like, you're vibrating at a different level. Because think about it this way. When you are pretending to be something you're not, whether you're aware of this or not, because honestly, I can resonate with this, because in the past, I've been inauthentic without even knowing in the moment. And it wasn't until afterwards that I really dug deep and figured out who I actually am that then I look back and I'm like, oh, I wasn't being authentic. I was trying to get some sort of validation, or I was trying to play some kind of mind game to manipulate them into acting a certain type of way or get some kind of reaction, or I was still in like my victim mindset. I wasn't being myself. And so when you just say, you know what, I don't care what anybody else thinks, I'm just gonna be myself, that makes you just so attractive, so alluring, and that is what real feminine energy embodiment is really, really about. It is not about these little mind games or these little tricks of the way you style yourself or the way you talk. Like, I see so many tips like about changing your voice or just not being authentic to you. And while all these tips may work, they may provide some kind of like response, they may make you feel more feminine, make you feel more like girly, but it doesn't necessarily mean that that is embodying feminine energy. There's a difference between being girly and playing with that flavor and doing all these like feminine energy tips versus like truly embodying your version of what feminine energy is. And that is truly being yourself. Okay? If you feel like you are trying, you're not being authentic. You are trying to fit into some mold that maybe you think is your authenticity. Maybe you think that is what you should be. Maybe you think that's who you really are. So you're trying to be who you really are. Babe, you shouldn't have to try. In fact, you know you're being authentic when you're not trying. When you literally are not thinking about what anyone else's reaction is gonna be, you're just sitting within yourself, you're just being, and people are going to respond differently to you. Because you are no longer vibrating at the frequency of saying, okay, who I am is not enough, so I have to try to follow someone else's blueprint or see what the right way is in order to be that way. You are telling yourself that you're not of value, that you're not good enough, and that you have to pretend to be someone else in order to be loved or in order to feel connected to that feminine energy. And that is not the case. That's gonna push you further and further away, and you're gonna feel so stressed out and like start nitpicking every single thing you do, and you're just not gonna be happy. You're not gonna get the results that you want because you're not being true to who you are. Another thing that goes into being feminine besides authenticity is also confidence, because I understand that maybe you don't feel confident in yourself. You don't feel confident in showing up as who you really are because you don't believe that you're doing the right thing. OK, okay? So it's perfectly normal to then go on YouTube or go online and look for advice, look for tips. That's totally fine. But the key is that you only implement the things that you actually resonate with. Don't implement something and embody a new way of being simply because you think you're gonna get some kind of reaction. So everything that you do should be for you. And the reaction that you get from the world is like a bonus. It's like just extra validation, but you're already validating yourself internally. Now, for you spiritual girlies out there, you know that confidence is rooted in the solar plexus when we're talking in terms of the seven chakras. And the solar plexus is right above the belly button. So if you want to kind of work on your confidence, look into unlocking your solar plexus or into opening floodgates into your solar plexus. There's so many meditations out there. There's so many things that help you build your own confidence, because when you focus on building your own confidence, embodying your true self, the feminine energy comes naturally. Like, that's just something you're gonna embody naturally, and you won't have to actively try to be feminine. All you'll have to do is be who you really are, which is a feminine energy being, because that's who you are, and be confident in that and show up. Even if you're being judged, even if your feelings are hurt, it doesn't matter. You're still gonna show up as who you are. And that is like goddess energy 100% of the way. Of course, there's so much more that goes into feminine energy. If you've seen my feminine energy playlist, you know I have lots of videos and I love talking about this topic. So if you have any more questions, let me know in the comments below. And if you feel like you're ready to invest in your growth journey, you're tired of like doing it DIY and you want actually a step-by-step guide on how to reprogram your limiting beliefs in order to live a satisfying life and honestly be able to manifest better things. But even if you don't change your life, just being able to reprogram your current beliefs to feel happy and fulfilled and peaceful with what you already have, then I invite you to join the Rewired Clay Shop course. I love that course. I'm so happy with that course. Currently, I'm still filming the course. So if you've joined, you already know, like, we're taking it day by day. But I'm just so happy with that course and I can't wait to see you there. So with that being said, I hope you enjoyed this video and I'll see you in the next one. Bye. Mwah.